Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1488. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Da'if Ben Rabban Zizel. Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe Lefu Shlemitzvi Ben Leah Miriam. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, so I just want to go through some interesting examples in the Sefer Lamedes Melachos in reference to Mimsei Chefsecha, which we've been talking about. One of the various different parts of the psukim that we spoke about way back in the beginning of our category. Now, so it's an interesting thing, and a little bit of a different twitch, and then we want to get to some examples. But the Sefer, actually, Shmir Shabbos Kehilchas, brings down, and the Sefer, Lamedes Melachos, quotes him. He brings these examples from the Sefer, not exact examples, but basically from the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchas, and that is, for example, like this. If I have, let's say I'm an engineer, right, for example. So on Shabbos, I want to read books about engineering and get better and, you know, whatever the case is about my job and so on. So he brings down does the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchas said this would fall under the category of Mimsei Chefsecha. It's not just about, whereby I'm going to go and look at my construction site we spoke about last time, something along those lines. But even just so much as reading, now we're not talking right now about bills, right? I want to open up statements, bills. That's a different category altogether. Also, it runs along the same tracks, sort of, but the parallel, but it's not exactly the same thing. That's something what we call shtari hadyaitis. It's a little bit different, but very similar. Another interesting thing he brings down. So I want to read books about engineering, right? Become a better engineer. You can't do that on Shabbos. This falls under the Mimsei Chefsecha category. So brings down the Sefer Shmir Shabbos. And again, the Sefer Lamedes Melachos on page 99, quoting it. Another interesting example he brings down, and which is very similar to the same construction type of a thing. I'll go see my construction site. You want to study a do-it-yourself handyman's book. Right? I want to fix things after Yom Tov, after Yom Tov also, but after Shabbos, I want to fix the table, I have things to fix around the house, so I'm going to study the do-it-yourself manual, and I'll be able to do it better, I'll be able to fix it, I have a better idea how to do it. Oh, this is also falling under the guidelines of Mimsei Chefsecha. I want us to be careful not to do that. Just to read how he brings it down in Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. So, brings down Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos in Perek Chav Tes, Mem Zayin, 47 in English, whatever, be it as it may. So he says like this, that a person may not read professional literature and journals dealing with matters of commerce. Let's say for my job, right? I'm an accountant. Good. I'm not going to be writing. I'm not going to do, but I'm going to simply read literature to become a better accountant. That you can do. Their own occupation or something for their own occupation, whatever the case might be. Like we said, a mechanic or something like that. They'll read the mechanic's manual, right? Again, I'm not doing anything on Shabbos, but I'm just reading the manual. I want to become a better mechanic. Their own occupation. If its practice is forbidden on Shabbos or Yom Tov. If of course you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So that's an interesting thing. So the example he brings down is where an engineer wishes to read literature on the subject of engineering, that one has to be careful not to do that. Interesting, like a car, driving a car, right? Somebody, a lot of times, young boys, anyways, they're going for a permit or driving lessons, and so studying or discussing how to drive a car, it's obviously you can't drive a car on Shabbos, so but the person's going to just study. So the operating in a machine, playing a musical instrument, and reading all these various different type of things, all this would not be allowed to be done on Shabbos. He brings down also discussing a mechanic, a plumbing electrician, the mechanic, or just talking to the mechanic itself would be falling under the Isra of the Dabba Dover. So all these different things, plumbing, electrician, landscaping, persons reading and looking over different materials, how to do, what to do, when to do, or even talking to somebody to hire them, which would be, again, like we said, the Isra of the Dabba Dover. So he ends off and he says all of the various examples stated above involve some form of preparation on behalf of the malacha to be performed after Shabbos. As explained, behind any effort that is meant to facilitate a malacha on, or in other words, off other than Shabbos, after Shabbos, right? The restrictions after Shabbos, even though, but on Shabbos itself would be usher to do, would fall under the category of mimsai chefsecha. So that's an interesting thing. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue next time. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha and bracha kol tov.